Welcome, compassionate viewers, to Planet Earth, our loving home. According to the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, since the early 1970s, over a quarter of Earth's wildlife has been lost due to humankind's actions that have devastated our planet. Now, global warming, created by the greenhouse gases that largely stem from livestock raising across the globe, is the single greatest threat to the continued survival of all forms of life on Earth. To get a better understanding of the effects of climate change on the world's species, Supreme Master Television recently spoke with American biologist Dr. Terry Root, a senior fellow at Stanford University's prestigious Woods Institute for the Environment in Palo Alto, California, USA. Dr. Root's research has delved into the influence of global warming on the biogeography of plants and animals. Dr. Root has co-edited an important text on the subject called Wildlife Responses to Climate Change, North American Case Studies. She is also one of the members of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC. She was one of the lead authors of the panel's well-known and often cited Fourth Assessment Report, which provides, among other things, scientific information about global warming. Let us now join Dr. Root as she describes some of her research regarding how flora and fauna across the globe are reacting to the heating of the Earth.
I looked at all of the studies that had looked at how plants and animals were being affected by global warming, because I wanted to see if there was one particular signal that was going on around the world, which we would expect with global warming. We found that the species on all continents, all over the world, are moving up in the northern hemisphere and down in the southern hemisphere. So they're moving poleward. The plants and animals that do things in particular in the springtime, like birds laying eggs or flowers coming up and blooming, they're doing that earlier and earlier too.
Dr. Root has done extensive research on the migration patterns of birds. Birds in particular are markedly changing their behavior in response to climate change.
What I was noticing is that there are birds that have been coming earlier in the spring. And people said that when birds migrate, they know when to migrate by knowing the change in the day length. Well, if that were true, then the birds wouldn't be coming earlier and earlier and earlier.
Many animals are running out of places to live where the temperature is low enough to survive.
Now, the thing that I am really quite concerned about is that what happens to the species that are up at the top of a mountain? If a species is near the bottom of the mountain, it needs to move up, and it can. There's a lot of room there. But what happens if you have a species that is up at the top of a mountain, and it needs to move up in order to stay cool, because down lower is too warm? There's no place for those species to go other than to go extinct. Right now, as we're speaking, there are lots and lots of species that are what we call functionally extinct. And it's the species that are up at the tops of mountains, on the edges of the continents that are on the pole side, that type of thing. Those are the ones that I am very, very concerned about.
There are a number of species across the globe whose habitats are nearly gone due to the effects of climate change, essentially pushing these animals to the very brink of existence.
When you look in the west, and you'll find that mountains actually are flat on the tops, they're called mesas up on the top. Well, as the globe is warming, the mesas are getting warmer and warmer and warmer. And basically, a place called the Sky Islands in southern New Mexico and eastern Arizona, pretty much most of the species that occur on the tops of, on these mesas of what they call Sky Islands, are indeed functionally extinct. They're just going to have a hard time. Now, another species that is functionally extinct too is a very small, tiny bird called the Mallee emu wren. and it occurs on the southernmost portion of Australia. And as it's warming, we're losing all of that place. There's not going to be any habitat. Now, let me talk a little bit about another species that's on a mountain, and that's the pika. And the pika is a darling little mammal. It's in the rabbit family. And it lives on the sides of mountains, and it lives underneath great big huge boulders. Now, they're having to move up, so they're moving up in elevation, but there's not any great big rocks for them to live in. So even though there's room, there's not habitat for them to move into. So that's something that is really of concern.
We'll return soon with more from our interview with the esteemed Dr. Terry Root regarding global warming and the future survival of life on our Earth. Please stay with us. This is Planet Earth, our loving home. Our show today features American biologist Dr. Terry Root, a senior fellow at Stanford University's prestigious Woods Institute for the Environment in Palo Alto, California, USA. Dr. Root's research has delved into the influence of global warming on the biogeography of plants and animals. She was one of the lead authors of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change's well-known and often cited Fourth Assessment Report. According to the panel, if our Earth goes just 2 degrees above what the average temperature was in the 1990s, then 20% of the known species on the planet could go extinct.
There are about 1.7 million species on the planet. So when we're talking about 20%, that's 340,000 species that could be going extinct. And that's only the species we know. We think that there's somewhere between 10 and 30 million species on the planet. People need to understand that we live our lives by breathing the air that has been produced by plants. We get our food pollinated by insects. We have to have our water cleaned by various processes too. So humans cannot survive without species, as we're losing that many species. I'm concerned about what it's going to do to human life. I really, truly am quite concerned about it.
Dr. Root acknowledged that she and the other authors of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report now realize that the extent to which our Earth is warming is well beyond what they had ever imagined.
We have already got the temperature going up. It is actually going up faster than we thought it was in the IPCC. So all of the authors that were in the IPCC with me, we were looking and seeing what we thought could be the worst case. In real life, it's worse than the worst case. Now, what does that mean? It's going to change things dramatically. So if you increase the temperature in LA or San Diego or somewhere like that, then there's going to be less water because it's going to be affecting the snowpack for us in California. But yet there are all these people that are there. They're going to become environmental refugees. They're going to be moving north in order to stay cooler. Now we're going to lose agricultural areas in order to grow the food that we need to have. And then you put in the species, and there's a real concern there. The trees are going to be stressed. Now, trees don't get up and move like birds do. You stress a tree, it gets too warm. Then bugs can come in and attack it, and it will die. What happens then is it becomes a very good place for fire to occur. And that's what we're finding too. We are going to have many more big fires in the future in California or in the West than we have before, because it's drier and the trees are going to be stressed. So we have a whole lot of changes. It's going to be causing a lot of refugees.
The effects of climate change have not spared our oceans either.
Now we know that the ocean is getting more acid because of the carbon, the CO2 in the atmosphere, as it gets more acidic. It's going to actually have the shells around various clams erode away. I was talking earlier today with a colleague about where are the people on the islands going to move? They have to move. Where are they going?
How can we resolve this planetary crisis? Rethinking the way we live is most definitely necessary, and the ending of the consumption of meat is absolutely essential. This is the quickest way to cool our home.
So, what can we do? We need to help people understand that global warming is happening. That we need to do. The other thing we need to do is those of us who know that it is happening, start changing our lifestyles so that the people can see that we can still have a good quality of life while walking to work or while eating vegetarian meals rather than meat. So there's a lot of things that we can start doing.
We would like to extend our thanks to Dr. Terry Root for her dedicated research on climate change and for discussing with us her findings. May our communities change to an organic, vegan lifestyle so that all species can continue to exist on our lovely planet. Thank you for being with us, wonderful viewers. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment, right after noteworthy news. May your life be filled with love and harmony.